At 6:30, rain, 74 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It looks like a special session could be in the works for the Oklahoma legislature. This is Governor Fallon.
You're on notice. You may have to return back to work.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court tossed out the smoking cessation fee, saying it was a tax masquerading as a fee. It raised the price of cigarettes by $1.50 per pack. The court says lawmakers did not follow proper protocol in implementing such a tax. Now, the head of the Oklahoma Policy Institute says lawmakers must find new revenue to fix the budget. David Blatt says agencies counting on the tobacco money cannot absorb the cuts to make ends meet.
We hope that when the legislature meets that they not only fill the hole created by the tobacco tax being struck down, but hopefully find enough money so that we can reverse some of the cuts we've seen that are starving our classrooms, that are leading to senior nutrition programs being cut, services for those with disabilities and others. There's a lot of work to be done.
The tax accounts for over $250 million in this year's budget. Heavy rain is falling across portions of eastern Oklahoma this morning. Strong storms caused damage at Copan last night. The Copan schools in Washington County are closed today. Much of that community lost power, with numerous trees downed by the storm. Structural engineers are studying the Remington Tower on I-44. The 18-story building was severely damaged in last Sunday's EF2 tornado. The engineers will determine whether the building is repairable or whether it should be raised. Former Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby is now a Rogers County Reserve deputy.
I, Betty Shelby, having been duly appointed...
Shelby rejoined TPD in May after her acquittal in Terrence Crutcher's death, but decided to resign in July because her new desk job made her feel isolated. Sheriff Scott Walton says Shelby worried how she'd be received in Rogers County.
With the messages, phone calls that we've received, this community and this area of law enforcement supports Betty in all ways.
Shelby's reserve status will allow her to continue speaking to law enforcement groups about her experience. She could become a full-time deputy in the future. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
This year's Tulsa Christmas Parade will not be at night. Organizers planned this year's parade at 2 in the afternoon on December the 9th so that more people can attend. The parade used to be in the daytime until, well, the mid-80s. Our weather forecast, a flash flood watch, periods of heavy rain, a high today of 83. Tonight, the rain continues down to 70 for an overnight low, and tomorrow, rain throughout the weekend with highs in the mid-80s. National Weather Service radar shows rain from Tulsa to the east. Right now, shower and 74. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.